Psalm 4. Preface. In the sorrows and afflictions of this life, and under the cross, we should earnestly strive to practice four virtues. In the first place, we should not allow the happiness and the prosperity of the wicked to excite us to discontent with our own lot or to murmuring against divine providence. But banishing envy from the heart, we should commit our own cause and the rewarding of the wicked to the hands of God, and should be quiet in Him. In the second place, we should willingly bear the cross, being instant in prayer, and should console ourselves with the certainty that no harm can come to us without the will of our Father in heaven. Hence, whatever befalls us in this earthly pilgrimage must serve for our good, and the journey, once over, our sorrows will be turned into everlasting joy. In the third place, we should offer up the sacrifices of righteousness, acknowledging ourselves poor sinners who deserve chastisement alone, and who have no other righteousness to bring before God save alone the obedience of Christ, which we hold in faith. Having this faith, we will always be ready to confess that God is just in His judgments, and to say with heart and soul, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory." In the fourth place, we should quietly wait for the Lord's deliverance, firmly believing that for Christ's sake He will grant grace unto us poor sinners, will forgive us our sins, and will be a kind Father unto us in all our needs. Further instruction on these things is found in the fourth psalm. A psalm of comfort against the enmity of the world. To the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, "Who will show us any good?" Lord, lift up thou the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makes me dwell in safety. Summary. This psalm teaches us to hope in God in the time of distress, trusting that He will make a way for us to escape. It rebukes the ungodly who are not willing to bear the cross, who seek after carnal ease, and whose trust is in earthly things and not in God, who is alone the true comforter. His eyes are upon them that fear Him, and He deals with them wonderfully, often hiding Himself from them, as though He would forsake them, yet hearing their prayers. To the ungodly, this divine comfort is foolishness. They want garner and cellar replenished. Their trust is in well-filled barns. The preaching of faith and patience only excites their ridicule and mockery. "Should this fellow," say they, "teach us what is good and wise? Let him stop baking and see if God will hand him a loaf from heaven." So this psalm rebukes unbelief and distrust and exhorts us patiently to wait for the Lord in the time of need. While those who trust in earthly things are disquieted by fears and troubles, they that trust in the Lord can lay themselves down in peace and sleep, knowing themselves safe under the shadow of the Almighty. And arising in the morning with a gladsome heart, they go forth to their labors cheerfully, because their God is with them. Prayer. O God, our merciful Father in heaven, fill our hearts with patience under the cross, strengthen our faith, and so govern us that we give offense to none, neither in word nor deed. Grant us also this day all that we need for body and soul. Amen.